You are listening to Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Scott. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer who has been supporting those on a spiritual journey for over a decade. I'm your tour guide into the world of the unknown, showing you that the magic of the universe is at your fingertips. I believe spirituality is simple and fun, and this podcast will make it easily accessible, giving you the real talk on all things divine and spiritual, helping you to step into the flow, manifesting your dreams because we all deserve to be living our best life. Are you ready for an adventure? Hello, Sunshines, and welcome to a new episode of Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. My name is Chanel, and I am your host and your spiritual tour guide on this beautiful journey we call life. Today, change your frequency. This has been coming a lot for me lately, and so I wanted to share it with you. This idea of frequency. This is the vibration that we are putting off. The other part of this that has also been coming up a lot lately is stillness. And I think they go hand in hand. They totally go hand in hand together. When we are more aware of our own frequency, and maybe think of this, I know, maybe I'm going to date myself all of a sudden, but think of this as like radio waves. If you are trying to listen to an FM station and you are on an AM frequency, you are not going to be able to hear it. So by tuning into the correct frequency, we are opening up to the frequency that we need to be listening to. But this is also about the frequency of our own being. The challenge of stillness is that in stillness, we are more aware of our frequency. We are more aware of our energy. And when we are busy, 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 we are not necessarily aware of those things. We are not necessarily paying attention. Maybe we're just barreling through our day. It is a challenge to find stillness. It is a challenge to recognize when we need to be still. Often the stillness comes in and we just fight against it. We pick up, you know, whatever, and we start moving or we take action. And sometimes it really is about the stillness and what we find there. In the stillness, we get to recognize when our frequency isn't in alignment with the things that we are trying to create. If we wake up grumpy and out of sorts, and then we're trying to do something for our business and post and be cordial and invite people in and be a ray of sunshine, you're probably not going to succeed because you haven't come into it with a frequency or a vibration that is in alignment with what you are trying to create, being grumpy and disconnected. Frequency is so key to the shift that we are trying to create. And in the stillness, yes, we're still talking about stillness, we are able to find the places that we are out of alignment. Often our body is trying to speak to us in a sore throat, an ache or a pain, headache, stomach ache. All of those things are our body telling us something. They are awakening something within us to acknowledge what is happening. What we need to do is actually go into those places and figure out or be still with, which is far more beneficial and productive, to understand where the disconnect or the misalignment is happening. Often when we sit with something and allow the feelings and emotions to arise, we recognize what is happening. Often we are too busy barreling through the day to allow for that to happen. And when we take those moments of pause, we all of a sudden have this influx of energy, this influx of awareness that can come up. And it often, in my case with clients, comes in the form of tears out of our eyes, because we suddenly have deep awareness for the places that we are out of alignment, the things that don't feel right. For example, the other morning, I had some really odd dreams, and they're not important, But I woke up feeling really out of sorts. I had a good night's sleep. That wasn't it at all. But just the dreams that I had took me, like, my energy off. So I woke up kind of feeling like I was walking sideways a bit. So I really took the time that day to reset my energy before I got into my work. So I actually sat down with my journal and I tapped into that feeling. It was in my chest. It felt like heaviness. And so I literally wrote that down. Chest feels heavy. I feel heavy. And then more came and more came and more came. And there was a recognition of what was coming up for me, where things were feeling out of alignment, where things were feeling like they needed my attention. And as I began to pay attention to these things and acknowledge them and have acceptance, then all of a sudden my frequency and my energy began to shift. I felt lighter. I felt like I was standing straight again. I wasn't tilting to one side. And I was able to sit down and then do the work that I needed to get done for the day. Clients, paperwork, all the things. But what I see time and time again is this force, this pushing through this misalignment, trying to search for what is right. And let me tell you, you can push all you want, but until you are actually ready to acknowledge your frequency and what you are putting out into the world, nothing changes. When you are ready to acknowledge and have acceptance of who you are and what you bring to the table, how tall you stand, the power that you hold, when you are ready to really acknowledge that, that is when you start to make frequency changes. When we are willing to be uncomfortable in the stillness. And I see this all the time. I'm a yoga teacher. Hi. Many of you already know that. But for those that don't, I am a yoga teacher. And I often will say, find stillness to begin the class. Because the beginning is the harder part, to find stillness, because we come in and we're restless and our brain is still going a mile a minute. And I always say things like, resist the urge to shift. Let go of the need to scratch or move or adjust. Just be present in the moment. And I often will say, beginning and end of class, when I drop my students into Shavasana, which for you, Shavasana is called corpse pose. It is the pose of the dead, and it is about complete stillness, because when we are dead, we are completely still. Not that many people, well, I shouldn't say that. Not that everyone is able to find that stillness in Shavasana, and kudos to those of you who are. I humbly applaud you. I love seeing it. But I will often say, Shavasana is often the hardest part of our class because we are not good about being still and being present in our own body, our own feelings, and our own emotions. But that is the gateway. That is the gateway to the information that you are looking for. Every time I sit with something, I get given the information about where the misalignment is happening, and I have the capacity then to do something about it. Without awareness or denial, we can't shift it. And I see the denial piece a lot because we don't want to own that thing that we used to do, that mindset, that habit, that belief system, whatever it is. We'll be in denial of it. I don't do that anymore. When the reality is, if that was something that was a part of you, it will always be a part of you. We can have acceptance that that piece of us is dormant and not in use, that we have shifted our frequency, that it doesn't move through that energy center. But the reality is that it's always still there. So why not have acceptance for the pieces of yourself that exist? Because through acceptance, we actually are able to learn the lesson. And this is where people get caught up. The lesson gets bigger each and every time. Without acceptance, we cannot actually learn. So when you keep on going, why does this keep happening to me? It's probably because there is zero acceptance to what the behavior, the habit, the mindset, the belief system that you have is. So you are unable to shift it into something else. Frequency is the magic to get you to where you want to be. It is about aligning your energy, aligning your frequency, your vibration into the timeline that you require, that you request, that you desire, that you dream about. But if we are acting one way and we want something different and they're not in alignment, we can act this way all we want and we can dream all we want, but they're not going to intersect if there's no alignment. I feel like sometimes I talk in circles at you, so thank you for listening. I think the thing that's really important here is that the work is constant. Someone suggested the other day to watch on Netflix, thank you, Emily, for the suggestion, Stutz, S-T-U-T-Z, I think it is, with Jonah Hill and his therapist. And the therapist talks about three things being a constant that we can't get rid of. And one of those is work. And I'm a firm believer in that. We don't just do the work and it's all good and we just keep going. We do the work and we uncover layers and we do more work and we do more work and we do more work. And it doesn't mean that the work feels like work. That's just what we call it. But there is this piece that we never stop learning. We never stop growing by doing the work. Frequency is about the work. Frequency is this capacity and this awareness to open up to what it is that you are and where you want to go. I really encourage you to allow yourself opening to what is happening and your own frequency if you want to change. Because without that acceptance, nothing changes. It starts with awareness. And my one girlfriend used to call it the God deal. You know, once upon a time, we did a thing and it wasn't until it blew up in our face that we went, why do I do that? And then eventually we start doing the thing and we go, why am I doing this? Instead of getting to that blow up zone. And she calls that the God deal because we started to recognize it before it happened fully, even though we may have gotten in there a little bit. We recognize it and can change our trajectory before we get to that blow up part. And eventually we start to recognize it before we do it. And then we recognize that we're just not doing it anymore because we've done the work. So, frequency. What is your frequency? What are you tuning into? What are you putting out your radio waves to connect to? I would love to work with you and your frequency and help you to shift it into the frequency of your dream timeline. There is so much space and energy for manifestation and shift right now. It really is so incredible. It really is just about acknowledging what is coming up, having awareness of the energy shifting and, you know, what's happening energetically as a whole and working with that. The idea is that we're not forcing, we're flowing, and the universe is giving us all the opportunity just to flow like crazy right now. It is so incredibly beautiful. So May you find flow in your life. Totally letting go of force is just, it feels so good. It feels so, so, so good. So, all right. I've rambled long enough. Thank you for listening to me talk in circles. If you want to learn more about frequency or where you are out of alignment, reach out. I do private one-on-ones over Zoom, and you get a recording at the end. And it is something that you can work with me on a regular basis to kind of really up-level and shift your frequency to where you want it to be. We can also do a one-off. There are also lots of other ways to work with me if you're looking for something group or in person. There's lots of opportunities. This month, February, I have Yoga Nidra this Friday, February the 14th at 7 p.m. In person at Dundas Yoga and Fitness. Register through their website, or on Zoom, register through my website from theheartandsoul.com. I have group past life regression. That is on Wednesday, February 26th. That is on Zoom. It is at 8 p.m. You can register through my website. We are looking at past lives and timelines. This, like, our highest timeline. So I think it's going to be really interesting this month. And then I am back at Mystic Ramen for ramen and a reading. Get a ramen combo and a mini private reading. And that is on Thursday, February 27th. I think we're about a third of the way sold out at this point. So definitely reach out and book in through their website, mysticramen.ca. If you are interested in that, you're going to book through their events tab and purchase ramen and a reading. And then I will reach out about booking your time slot. So that's what's happening in February. So grateful for you. Thank you for being here and listening. If you don't get the newsletter already, that is a great place to learn about what's going on, both in person and virtual. Also, when you register for the website for the newsletter, you get a free meditation. And this one is about clearing energy and cutting cords. Really good one for right now, let me just say. And of course, message, reach out, comment, share, subscribe, follow along. I love sharing in my social media, so hopefully I'll see you over there too. Thank you from my heart and soul to yours. Until the next time. Bye now.